So question, sometimes we are affected too much by daydreaming and we have a lot of things to do. We may have a job, family, spiritual life, and managing it all becomes very difficult and we don't seem to be doing well in any of them.
Yes.
So what to do in such a situation? See, firstly, it is natural human condition to want to improve things. Everything that we do is for improving. We try to cook good food, we try to have a good house. That is where we are directing the tendency to improve things at the material level. And that is also because as souls, we have developed consciousness in the human body by which we want to improve things.
Mm.
And the primary method of improvement is spiritual improvement, by which we can find more satisfaction in our devotion to Krishna. But the urge to improve is natural to us as human beings. And a natural effect of that urge to improve is to dream, to aspire, to want to do certain things. Now, dreaming is not necessarily bad if it is accompanied by some tangible action. If the dreaming is at the expense of the action, if I'm only dreaming about things and I'm not doing anything practical, then that is daydreaming.
That's my problem.
Then that is undesirable, not so desirable. But still, what we could do is, our dreams also indicate which are the directions in which we would like to move in life. So, if, as you said, that we are fighting too many battles, you know, your home, family, spiritual life, and profession. So sometimes focusing on what we really want, what is important for us, if you can focus on determining that, then this conflict about I'm not able to achieve enough in life, that will not come. So for that, it's important that you observe yourself more, because we live in a society where the culture expects us to do everything well. We should be able to take care of our family also, we should be able to have a good job also, we should be rising in our career also, and our children should also grow up to be very nice people. So sometimes there are too much expectations on us.
Mm.
And whether what we are doing is because of our own inspiration and our own aspiration, or is it because of others' expectations from us, that we have to introspect and find out. Because if we are doing something because of others' expectations, then it may happen that we may be doing something which is not really important for us, but just because of them it has become important for us. And if we are doing something which is not our inspiration, then two things will happen. First is that we will not be satisfied by doing that thing so much, because that's not really our inspiration. And secondly, others, if they have too high expectations, even if we achieve something, they will not be satisfied. So you should be doing more, you should be doing more. So that way, we may be unnecessarily burdening ourselves by pursuing definitions of success that are not actually our own, that others have foisted upon us. So we have to really introspect. You know, in one of the classes I talked about journaling.
Yes, Prabhu, this is definitely my inspirations.
Okay.
I have been working in the software company for last 8 years, but because there was no guidance, I could not upskill in my career. But now for the past two years, I realized that I'm not growing up, so I started trying to find the paths how to grow up, and I'm really trying to battle against that. But at the same time, I couldn't do my japa properly, and also I have two kids and trying to come home and take care of them, because all that worries is going at the back of my mind. All your classes yesterday and today were really helping me. They all are related to my problems. Like you say, mental is always keeps on worrying at the back of your mind. So all those things keeps on happening. I can't sleep properly. Like, you know, if I tell anyone, they think it's a silly problem. Definitely to others, it's a silly problem. But I keep on thinking too much. You know, like I have consulted an astrology as well.
Mm.
Not that I'm thinking too much. Like, should I stop my job or not?
Mm.
And the astrologer said, she keeps on thinking to stop her job, but she'll never stop the job. And they also, he came to know that I keep on thinking too much, And so he asked me to wear a ring, with pearl ring. So,
so I think if it's a, there are two different situations here. One is whether you should make a change in your life in some major way.
Yes.
And the other is whether you are thinking too much, and that's your thoughts are creating or aggravating whatever problems, whatever challenges you might have externally.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important that you clarify the second first,
because
mm-hmm. then you will be able to assess also your external situation better. So now we can't stop thinking. Thinking is natural to other souls. So, and we can, we may say always think of Krishna, but it is not always practical because our consciousness is caught at the present level of reality where we are in. So what we could do is get the thoughts out of the head.
Okay.
As long as the thoughts are in the head, they will congest the head and they will not allow us to think productively. Just keep thinking of the same things again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So get them out. As I said, journaling is one easy way to get them out.
Yes.
And after you get them out, you evaluate them.
Mm-hmm.
So, when the mind starts getting very filled with too much thoughts, just get them out of their mind.
Okay. Yes, and by writing them, you get some clarity.
Exactly, it's the same thing. And further, after that, you evaluate them.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you evaluate them, you will yourself see how important these are for you. And some of them will be unrealistic, some of them will be realistic. And once that is done, so there is the physical situation, there is the mental perception of the situation. One important thing is that if you are not practicing spiritual life seriously, the mind may create more problems. Because our chanting, it's not just obligation that we have to complete. It actually calms and purifies the mind. So if you can prioritize that, then other things will fall into place. Not necessarily that it is, we may always feel that we are hard pressed for time, that is true. But time is not taken only by our activities, it is also taken by our thoughts. When the thoughts burden us a lot, then those thoughts go on and on in the background, and even if we try to do some work, they don't allow us to do the work. So if thoughts are taking up if we are thinking too much, if thoughts are taking too much of our time, then even if I am doing some activity, if you are doing some work, software programming, you're doing software work you are doing, if you are not able to focus, then what could have been done 1 hour, you might take 3 hours for it. And then that actually takes time. Although you may think this is time going in my work only, but that is the time taken by the disturbing thoughts, which did not allow us to focus. So while chanting, try to do it in such a way that you can absorb yourself. So maybe keep a picture of Krishna in front of you, write some Maha Mantra down, or have some quote about the importance of chanting. And that way, try to concentrate and absorb yourself in the holy name. Once you do that, you will find that the thought traffic in the head, which is there going on, that will decrease considerably.
Okay, brother.
And with that decreased thought traffic, you will be able to make decisions. So don't worry too much about what is going on in the outer world. You know, should I be doing this? Just do the best that you can. But try to prioritize your chanting, and when thoughts are going on too much, then just try to get them out. Even if you can't write them down, you just speak them out aloud and record them. Later on, when you get time, you can just write them down. Basically, don't let them stay in the mind. And because we all have busy lives, yes, we may not be able to get to time to speak to others also. Mm-hmm. Others may also be busy. And even if you speak to others, they may not understand us. So, they don't worry too much about others right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, it's your mind and it's your life.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to deal with it. You can take help from others, but you have to deal with it. So, over a period of time, if you get the thoughts out, and then you evaluate them, and especially if you try to get Krishna in, you're already trying to be serious in spiritual life. Just put in a little more effort and try to get Krishna into your consciousness more. He will bring order into the life much more.
Yes, Prabhu, like, you know, 2 months back, I have 5-year-old son, he's fractured his hand, and I was thinking that because I'm not serious in my spiritual life, Krishna has punished me like this. I remember this morning you said this is not the way, Krishna will never find faults in us. Yeah, this morning.